Okay, let's talk a little bit about geese. Last week, you guys are down in Sacramento, and so I live about 2 miles from the parish, up on the canyon with a beautiful view towards Red Bluff with Chico down to the left. So I have beautiful views, and I was out on my patio with my coffee, as usual, doing my morning prayers, as usual, enjoying the beautiful view. And as usual, and I heard a goose from my right. I just heard just one. And I could tell that's coming from my right. And then I looked over and I could see it start to come towards me. And I said, that's weird. Geese don't normally fly just one at a time. And then I realized I started to hear other geese over to the left, responding. And so this one was coming towards, and these geese were flying in that V formation. And this one, it was beautiful to see this one, you know, perfectly intercept them, you know, fly towards them, but in front of them, and then perfectly get to them. And then he took the lead. He took the lead in front of them. I've never seen that before. Just beautiful, just beautiful. And I thought to myself, I wonder which one of them is lost. Is this one lost and it took a wrong turn and now he's coming back to the family? Or is the family lost? Is the family going the wrong way? And this is Dad. This is Dad coming to get him. And I thought, well, they are going the wrong way. Geese don't fly south in the spring and the summer. They go north. They go up to Alaska and Canada, and that's where they breed. And then they come down our way in the fall and spend the winter here. And that's what you see them down in Sacramento, too, on the river, American River. We see them at Almanor. And I thought, well, that's probably Dad. They're going the wrong way. And unless maybe they start, maybe they're like doing a day trip for, you know, doing a day trip with the kids. They started in Almanor, they said hi to me and us in Paradise, and then they went down to Sacramento, and then they came back up and stopped in that Willows, nature place in Willows, and then they went back up before, now maybe now they're flying back up to Alaska. So I'm just going to assume that they were going the wrong way, and that was Dad coming to get them, and he took the lead. And that's Jesus Christ. That's Jesus Christ. We were going the wrong way. And so he came to take the lead, and do the work for us. Dad got in front of the rest of the geese, and he did the work. But he was battling the headwind so that the rest of them could fly in V formation, and they wouldn't have to battle that headwind. Because he knew, you guys don't do that. You got to be in formation. If we don't fly in formation, if we're all fighting the headwind, we may not get home. We may not make it back to Alaska. We might not make it down where we're trying to go. But how many flocks, if that one goose, if he came, how many flocks, if he's the leader, how many can he lead? Just that one. And then maybe he goes and looks for another flock to lead. And this is why Jesus had to leave us. He said, apostles, I know you want me to stay, but how many can I lead if I stay on earth? During my 33 years, my 3 years of public ministry, how far did I get? The Holy Land, 60 square miles. If I stayed here, I could never get to Paradise. I could never get to Sacramento. I could never get to India. It's good that I go. Because then I can become truly present to all of you through my spirit. I can bilocate myself. And you don't understand that. You think Christ did not enter in a sanctuary made by hands, but heaven itself, that he might now appear before God on our behalf. So we think that he left us. And now he's in heaven. So for 33 years, he was here and he wasn't in heaven. And now he left us and he's in heaven. And that's where he is. And too many people think that he's up in heaven looking down on us at what we're doing. And he's kind of looking like a policeman. You better be good, or I'll punish you, and you might not go to heaven. Too many people see it that way, as though he's not here. Bette Midler did that beautiful song, remember, From a Distance? From a Distance is a beautiful song, but it's really not correct. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. And he's just kind of looking, hey, what are you guys doing down there? Hope you're doing good. Hope you're doing okay. Almost like Jesus, like God just wound up the world like a clock, like a watch. And now he's just seeing, oh, let's see how long it goes before it runs out or they destroy everything. No. Jesus went up to heaven so that he could bilocate himself to everyone on earth. When Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago, he didn't leave heaven. He simply bilocated his presence. Remember, he's a different species than us. Another beautiful thing I saw on my patio the other week was a slug. And I looked at that slug, and I said, I can do so much more than you. You can't do anything compared to me. That's almost the difference between us and God. It's like we're slugs compared to what he can do. So, of course, I can't bilocate. I'm either here or I'm there. We're either in paradise or we're in Sacramento. So we think we put those limits on him as well. No, when he came to earth 2,000 years ago, he remained in heaven with his Father and the Spirit. And then, while he was on earth at the Last Supper, he stayed in his divinity, and then he bilocated his body, blood, soul, and divinity into each piece of the bread and gave himself. So you were holding yourself? Yeah. I'm God. I'm a different species than you. And then you gave your whole self to your apostles, and they consumed you, and you stayed yourself at the table. And at the same time, you were still in heaven with your Father? Yes, I'm God. I'm omnipresent, which means I am outside of you, and I can be personally inside of each one of you, if you let me in. That's why each one of us can be his favorite. Again, we don't think like God thinks. I can be totally his favorite. He can be totally 100% present to me. And you think, well, then he's not present to me. No, he bilocates 100% of who he is to every person on earth. So you're his favorite, and you're his favorite, and you're his favorite. We just don't think that way. We compare everything. But he bilocates himself in this Mass. While staying in heaven, he's going to bilocate himself into every host and then bilocate himself into each one of us. He says, I want to live in you. You in me, and me in you. I am now the leader. I am now the leader. Follow me. I want to come in to you, not from a distance, but from inside. I've always said Christianity is an inside job. It's an inside job. Nothing is going to change on the outside of the world, on the outside of what you're seeing on the earth, until things change on the inside of the human heart, the human person. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins was what was preached. We've said this before. You know, Jesus didn't come for the geese. There's nothing wrong with the geese. They were honking perfectly. They were flying perfectly. They were following their migratory instincts perfectly. There's nothing wrong with the sun. I've been telling him, you've been burning a little hot the last couple days. You know, summer came pretty fast and furious, and the sun said, well, I'm just doing what God created me to do. I'm acting exactly like I came out from the Creator. I just do what I do. And the moon, all the planets, all the geese, all the animals, all the trees, the water, the rain, the snow, everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. And we've said this before, there's only one broken part in the universe, and it's us. It's the human being that's broken. That's what sin did. It broke us. And that's why Jesus didn't come for the geese. He came for the humans, for us, to bring us back into spirit converse with our God, to transform us from the inside out. we do have to remember we are inclined to sin. Always remember that. If I wake up in the morning and I ignore God and I just decide I'm just going to do whatever I feel like doing, I will sin. I will sin every day. And as I do that, I will develop habits of sin. That's the problem. Now I have the habit of gossiping about you. And I'm doing it every day. That's that sin. And we're leaning towards it. So Jesus comes to pull us back. And he does it with the help of the Holy Spirit. But we got to get information, like those geese. So here comes Dad, and he takes the lead, and he's battling the wind, so it's easier for the rest. But imagine, he has one of his sons who says, Dad doesn't know anything. You know, I'm a teenager now. Dad doesn't know anything. I think I'll just go fly over here and take a look at Lake Tahoe and see what's over there. And then I'll come back. Or maybe, you know, everybody just keeps flying the same. This is so boring, so boring. I think I'll do some somersaults. And the rest of the family, the rest of the formation says, don't do that. Because now we're all going to have to battle the wind because you're not in formation. And if we all have to start battling the wind, we might not get home. We might die. Get behind. Get in formation. And that's our message. The Pope is in formation. Pope Leo is in formation. The Word of God is in formation. We need to read it every day. Every day. Close whatever other books or magazines you're reading and open up the Word. The Word is in formation. The Catechism, all of the teachings of our church in faith and morality, it's in formation. It's not going to change. It's God's plan for us. All of the angels, all of the saints, they're in formation. It's just us that keeps... But not Lexi. Lexi says, I get it. I get it. I want to be in formation. That's why I'm here. And so you were raised Catholic, but then was in Utah, kind of found her faith challenged. A lot of Mormons there. She said, you know, that challenge made her take more seriously her own faith. And now she says, I want confirmation. I want the sacraments. I want the grace that flows from those sacraments. So she'll receive confirmation. And then she'll receive communion, her first communion today, and that's going to form her right in the back of Jesus Christ. So it'll be the Pope, it'll be us, it'll be the Word, the Catechism, the angels, the saints, and Lexi, and we'll all be formed. There's one Lord, one Savior, one truth, one church, one family, one world, one God and Father. And so congratulations, congratulations, Lexi. You will be in our prayers, and hopefully we'll get to see you as often as possible as you go. But even if you move, you will always be in our prayers. And so he does leave. Yes, he does leave us, but never to leave us alone. He leaves us in order to become even more present to every single one of us. He's here. He's alive. Let's get information.